The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
A similarly open thing, Pete, and part of this was what unfolded yesterday, is MVP. You know, we entered week 9, yeah. Matthew Stafford in the MVP contention, Dak Prescott in the MVP contention. I think right now, is it Lamar Jackson? I mean, if you had to pick one person, you know what I mean? It's difficult. Like yesterday threw some of this stuff into a weird, you know, kind of mixture.
I think it has to be Lamar because as we're talking about, there's just been inconsistency across the board, Lamar included in that, but I don't know. I look at the Ravens and what they've been able to do and some of the wins that they've had and even winning like yesterday, as we're going to discuss, the injury list is so long and the Ravens still seem like one of the better teams in the AFC. And that just wouldn't be possible without Lamar. And to me, that's the definition of value, right? So I'd lean Lamar at this point, but could go a lot of different ways. You know, I hate to be the one to say this, but why not Tom Brady either in that mix? I think that he could. I saw a fantasy note that even after his bye, he's still the number one fantasy quarterback of the NFL season at the ripe age of 44. So Brady's in that mix as well.
But you mentioned them, Pete. Let's go to the Charm City. The Baltimore Ravens victorious again in overtime. The Minnesota Vikings coming off of the embarrassing loss last week on Sunday Night Football. Really, I think, impressed a lot of people in this game. The final score, 34-31. Baltimore gets to 6-2. Minnesota falls to 3-5 through 8 games so far this season. Dalvin Cook had 110 yards on the ground. Kirk Cousins, only 187 yards, had 2 touchdowns, but one of them went to Justin Jefferson, Pete, who finished with 69 yards on the day. Nice, I know, had a long reception of 50. Meanwhile, Lamar Jackson threw 2 interceptions, but also had 3 passing touchdowns and 120 yards on the ground. If there is a team in the NFL that can handle adversity, it is seemingly Baltimore. I mean, they find a way no matter what. I mean, when the bullets are flying, when chaos is ensuing, the Ravens seem to know how to handle it better than anybody else.
Yeah, you have 2 of those types of teams in the same division because I think the Steelers are like that as well. Everyone wants to keep writing off Pittsburgh, but they seem to still be hanging around when it comes to being in playoff contention. And yeah, you have a Ravens team. If you were watching this game, and I watched a bit of it because the Chiefs had the late game, so I just was kind of free and
bragger
and to do, well, I prefer noon games, but that's besides the point. But I was watching a bit of this game, and what's maddening, I think, if you're a Minnesota fan, is, Minnesota was in control of this game. Kirk Cousins looked great in the first quarter, and you have what is and I'm reading here, 24-10 lead early in the third quarter.
Yeah, also had a 17-3 lead. So 2 different 14-point leads.
2 different 14-point leads, right? So, okay, you blow that. Le'Veon Bell turning back the clock. It's the go-ahead touchdown, 31-24. Then you're able to finally, okay, tie it up. And Kirk Cousins, it looks like, gets going again. You get to overtime. This interception by Barr was fantastic. And if you're a Vikings fan, you're like, all right, whatever, it almost happened to us again where we blew a game we should have had, but we're going to win it in overtime. And then you just get 3 duds in a row from Kirk Cousins in overtime. And it is a point I've made time and time again, and it's maddening if you're a Minnesota fan. It's like, you are just living in this in-between space. You're not bad enough to maybe go in a direction of changing the franchise with the quarterback. Kirk Cousins is good sometimes and really bad other times. This is the same year, no offense, RJ, that he lost to a quarterback named Cooper Rush with the whole world watching. I think at a certain point, you got to say to yourself, all right, we've had too many years in a row of what has just been mediocre, middling football. We need to move on from Kirk Cousins. We need to move on from Zimmer. And you continue to let this thing spiral. And it's a shame, really, because they were in a position multiple times where they should have won this football game. And then I just love the relentlessness that is Lamar Jackson and what he's able to do. By the way, Justin Tucker, who made the game-winning field goal, a 36-yarder, it was his 18th of his career. He has made 53 consecutive field goals in the fourth quarter or overtime. I know we don't really respect kickers in this league, and I don't like the fact that it's a completely different game in a sense. I've complained about that multiple times before. But it still matters, the third phase, and sometimes that's the difference. And Tucker seems like the best to ever do it, if not right there. So congratulations to him as well.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.